In our last video, we basically completed our app. We have transactions, withdrawals, deposits, all of that. So let's throw in a few things that it's not expecting.
Okay, so right now we bought you a hammock. So let's go and maybe make a deposit of negative $300 because you can't deposit negative money, right?
Right, so this shouldn't be able to work.
I'm pretty sure this would be a bad thing. Stealing. I don't know what we call
that. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Let's see what happens if we do that.
And what did you use to run it again?
I've been pressing Control F5. Now, this is a great point that you bring up. You can always push this button, but that button starts a debug session. And we talked briefly about debugging. And if I don't want to run the debugger, I can just say start without debugging. So it's been a habit of mine to press Control F5.
Gotcha.
F5 for debugging, Control F5 to not. Either one works, whatever makes you happy.
And what happened? Oh my goodness.
Okay. So amount of deposit must be positive, parameter amount. So it's telling me a lot of information. It's even telling me the line number. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Bank account line 44. Let's have a look at that. And here's a pro tip. You taught me this. Control G.
Jump to line number 44.
44. Boom. Look at that. So it did not make it there because can't put in negative money. Not cool. Amount of deposit must be positive. So that's cool. Now it stopped the program. Like it's done. We're not banking anymore. So that's problematic.
Right.
So at this point, what can we do about that? Well, we could possibly catch that and we can go back over here and learn about this. If I wanted to go and grab some code, I'm gonna take this code from our document that we're doing. We're in here in the exploring object-oriented programming, right? So I'm going to copy that little chunk of code there and put it here. We'll go ahead and copy over stealing. There we go. So we're going to make a bank account with negative money. Mm. And then we can actually try. This is like, we're going to try. I mean, it could work, right? You never
right.
know.
So right? It's a way of sort of testing your code. And then if something doesn't work out, we do actually catch the exceptions and print them to the console.
Exactly. Now, we do acknowledge that this is not testing. I mean, it's technically testing, but as someone who like owns testing for Visual Studio,
I mean, there are better ways to test.
And we will show those better ways in videos later on. So bear with us. We will show you some great fun ways to test.
But this is good when you're just trying to figure out what will break, if it breaks at the right time, all of that.
But a good thing to test is at the later on, I'm going to go and maybe do another withdrawal of $50. For an Xbox game, and then output the balance. If this really stopped, then I would never get my Xbox game.
Right.
Right. And if this shut us down, if this was such a major bug, but if it's simply something that was a guard, it's almost like when you're bowling. This is the little things that keep me from going in the gutter.
Oh yeah, like a guardrail.
Exactly.
Okay.
So exceptions as guardrails. Okay. So there's your initial $10,000.
Yeah.
There's your hammock. Here's it preventing me from making a new account with negative money. Mm-hmm. And there's the balance after my Xbox
games. Purchase. Yeah.
Okay. So the exception, if you catch it, like you're throwing yourself on the grenade, you did not actually blow up your entire program. So
right.
That's kind of cool.
So it's sort of a way of, it'll still give you feedback. So you can still write in your catch statement, like console.out.
Exactly.
And figure out what exception message to outprint, but it lets you continue with the program.
Exactly. So we'll take that and I'll put that elsewhere for now. I'll just move that down a little bit. And they've given us another one too to check for negative balances. So I've got a couple of fun things where I could take out like $75,000. These are tests, and they're only tests because I put a little comment there. We haven't seen comments yet. But if I go //, hey, this is a comment. Next couple of videos, a little later on, we'll go and test those for real. But you know what I'm realizing as I was trying to figure out what was happening in our app? Did you notice that I was like, that's an Xbox game. Trust me. This is a hammock.
Yeah, it's a little unclear what transactions were happening.
This is not pretty at all. Mm-hmm. I think we need to go and log all of our transactions. So why don't we do that, okay? So let's walk through that. At the end of buying the hammock and the Xbox game, I'm just going to make some space. white space doesn't matter, right?
Right.
I could go and spin through that stuff here, but from an object-oriented perspective, whose responsibility is it to give me the account history?
Probably the account itself?
Well, and that's a good question, right? Like, yes, but it depends. And this is where you, the reader, could decide, well, I don't know. Like, if I go to a book, if I go to a library and get a book, mm-hmm. does the library check out the book? Or does the Ooh. Book check out itself? I don't
How
know.
How automated is your library?
There are consultants that make their money answering those questions. Maybe you one day can be one of those consultants, people who are watching. I know that arguments can be made in both ways, can't they?
Definitely.
So let's do this. Let's do what you said, and let's make the bank account in charge of that.
Yes. Okay.
Awesome. You're winning.
So we need to print out some kind of transaction history.
Okay.
Thing.
So let's make a thing. Notice, of course, we talked about void does nothing. Mm-hmm. Our function is going to return a string. That's going to describe
okay.
what's
so
going on.
So we can just output that string to the console.
Yeah.
And that'll be our
We live in
history.
Console world right now.
Sounds good.
Okay. So get account history. I assume it's for this account. So we don't need to have any parameters, right? It's the account that we're currently working with, this account.
Yeah. It'll be the list of transactions with this specific mm-hmm. account.
Now, a lot of times we've been doing strings like this where I say $ whatever. But someone told me that if you make lots and lots and lots of strings, that there's a better way to do that. And that's called a string builder. So we're going to make a report. Let's do this report. And then where is string builder located? If I say new string builder.
Will it find it?
Did it find string builder automatically? Is that Visual Studio found? Oh, it's in system.txt.
Oh,
so
okay.
it was already there.
So we have the namespace imported. Cool.
That's cool. All right. And then we'll say report. And this is interesting. String builder for building strings. It has append line. We'll add a line. And then it takes strings. So what do we want to put in there? What do you think?
How about the date, the amount, and the note?
Okay. So let's go date, amount, and then the note. Those are kind of the properties, the characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a fun trick. You could do it like this, right?
Right.
I could go space, 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 space,
space. Just
space,
add a bunch
space.
Of white space in between to sort of make it like a column.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or I could do this. That's a tab.
Ah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. So this will make our columns a little bit more evenly spaced,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. I think amount has one M.
I like it.
Excellent. So, lots of different ways to do this. And then our friend the for each. So for each item, where do we put our transactions?
I think they were in an all transactions list of type transaction.
That was right.
Okay.
Cool. So for for each item, or in this case, each transaction, mm-hmm. then the report's going to need a new line, I think.
Right. So this will be the first row in the table that we're outputting.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. So we're making a
date,
table.
Date, amount, and notes were sort of the header of the table.
Let's put a comment there. Header. Good idea.
Okay.
Okay.
And these will be rows.
Report rows. Cool rows. Oh. All right. Now, this would be a place to maybe do some of that string fun with the dollar sign there. So what do we have? We have an item, which is a transaction.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is interesting.
The first one was date.
Date. And let's say, I think we had a tab, because we'll have a tab for these as well.
Makes sense to separate each of them. And the next one we wanted was the amount.
Yep, amount. Okay, and then a tab.
And then any notes that they had on that transaction.
Okay, item that's like Xbox game or whatever.
Yeah, I think the only one we added so far was the deposit.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay, cool. And then let's return that string builder, and I think we put string builder in report. So return report. Remember our method returns a string? It's a report, but hey, we made a string builder.
Oh, not a string.
Not a string. How do we get a string out of there?
Oh, it looks like there's a toString method on the string builder type. So
turns out everything in C# has a toString. So no matter what you're doing, you can get a toString 99% of the time or more. So there's our toString. I don't know if this is going to work perfectly because I don't know about that date. I haven't said how that date's going to look, but let's go and see what that's going to look like. So back over here, let's go and say console.writeLine. Account dot, and then where's our get account history.
There we go.
Ah, now we're talking. And then I'm going to put that inside of a function because that's a method within WriteLine. All right, and that's good.
So that single WriteLine should output a whole table.
If we did it right, I think we should get a nice table.
Cool.
If we did it wrong, we should just stop recording now and just give up and quit our jobs.
Let's try it out.
All right, crossing fingers.
Okay.
Okay.
So it looks like it has a date.
It's a little bit shifted off to the side.
Yeah. Maybe we should add more tabs.
Well, there's a couple ways we can do that because I don't know if I need all that detail. Like
right.
I've got dates and stuff. I'm also going to comment out these exceptions because they are stressing me out. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get rid of these balances just for cleanliness' sake.
Sounds good.
I'm going to go down here and then I'm going to show, I'm going to do a trick that you showed me as well.
Oh, comment out the entire block.
You know it, right? You know what's up.
Control K, Control C,
I think. Yeah, so you know the exact.
But it's also in the.
There it is.
There
Control
you go.
K, Control C, boom. That way we So we've commented it. We keep our code. We'll just worry about it in another video. Okay,
nice.
So check this out. I'm going to get back over to get account history. I could click there, but or I could right click,
go to definition.
Love that. Okay, remember that date? I can hit dot. There's other ways to express that. Remember how we said everything has a two string? Well,
yeah.
Dates have like two short date string or two short time or whatever. So depending on what language you speak and what where you are located in the world, that might come out in Russian or in French or whatever.
Oh, right.
The way that you want it, and you want that to be specific to your location. So I just said, let's do that date as a short date string. Let's see if that makes it better. Look at that.
Nice looking.
Huh?
Oh,
only thing
great.
We could do to make it better would be put like a dollar sign or a British pound or whatever that we're doing. But
right.
I think that's pretty sweet, and we have achieved object orientation at our tiny bank.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully you have enjoyed playing with this as well. If you have gotten stuck at all, you can go ahead and look at the source for the tutorial in the GitHub repo. We'll make sure to include links for that in the descriptions, and you can find all of that at docs.microsoft.com. This is the end of the C# 101 tutorial list. You can go ahead and check out our .NET 101 and our ASP.NET 101 videos as well. See you soon.
Bye.